ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
A man's got to fight for what he wants.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Hey, mister, will you stick a fellow American to a meal?
Ladies and gentlemen,
I expose people to magic. I expose them to something they're never otherwise going to see in their boring, normal lives. And I gave that to them.
Pedro Fernandez.
How does that sound to you?
Sounds okay.
Check it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, often imitated but never duplicated, right here on the Sports Byline Network. Of course, we do have open phone lines coast to coast. We're going to bring in Ava Grant, one of the hottest, we'll call her one of the boxing queens. She's a world flyweight champion at 112 pounds. That's a pretty good-sized chick, if you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, she's pretty. She can fight. She's a world champion. She'll be here. Louis DeCubis Jr. I call him Little Cube. I used to call his father Cube. I call his kid Little Cube, finally, okay? And he is the manager of Arizondi Lara, of course, the Cuban star that keeps being denied by the networks, by the promoters, by whoever you're going to point the finger at. And we'll let Louis do that, talking about that probably about 40 minutes past the hour. But the bottom line is, you know, as good as Lara looked last week against Freddie Hernandez, and he looked sterling, there was no question about it. He looked like one of the better boxers pound for pound in the world on the top 10 list already. He's only 17-1-1, 11 KOs. I'm telling you, he is the real deal. So we're going to talk about Arizondi Lara, the Cuban defector, with his manager, Louis DeCubis Jr., probably about 40 minutes past the hour. Got a lot of questions for him. Ava Grant will be here. KP, Kevin Perry's up next here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Hey, guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.875%. APR, 4.17%.
Call Quicken Loans today at 888-450-0031. That's 888-450-0031. Or go to quickenloans.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Yeah.
What can you say? That music is synonymous, of course, with the passing this week of the great Andy Griffith. Yeah, I mean, whether you loved him in Mayberry. Listen, I was a policeman. He is the epitome of what a policeman really should be all about. I mean, you know, he was just the nicest man in the world. He was one of those dads like Hugh Bonneville. Remember, he was with Leave It to Beaver. Okay, these two guys that you really considered your father, per se, on television. Or you wish your father were like those two guys. 1-800-878-7523. That's 1-800-878-7523. Of course, the Twitter, twitter.com/ringtalk. Of course, tonight, actually later in the day, Vladimir Klitschko, the world heavyweight champion in a lot of people's minds. They either say it's Vladimir or it's Vitaly. Yes, they're two different people. They're brothers, the Klitschko brothers. They rule the heavyweight division. Of course, they're from the other part of the pond. They, of course, they fight out of Germany, and they'll fight in soccer stadiums where there's 40,000 people there. So they sort of set the time zones. I mean, it used to be where the entire world waited on when the U.S. would be holding a world heavyweight championship fight. Well, it's no longer that way. The shoe is on the other foot. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. We take it to the City of Angels, of course. Kelly Pavlik in action tonight. That'll be interesting, taking on Will Rosinski. I think he'll flatten Rosinski. Put it this way, Rosinski's not in his league. And Kelly, of course, is 39-2, 34 KOs, the former world middleweight champion before Booz KO'd him or TKO'd him. We'll see if he can get up off the floor from alcohol when he's coming back as a world-class fighter. Of course, hopefully a former, future champion. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. On the line from the City of Angels is KP Kevin Perry. And Kev, we got to talk about two sets of fights. Let's talk about Klitschko and Thompson. Thompson's like, what, 53 and Klitschko's 57 and 3 and 50 KOs. I'm trying to read from a distance without my reading glasses. Don't do that again. Anyway, the bottom line is, does Thompson have a chance with Klitschko? This will be on epix.com or epix.net.
It's epicshd.com.
Okay.
I believe that's what the website is.
All right. Of course,
I think you can get a free trial and watch the fights for free.
Okay. Let's talk about that fight before we go to the events on cable TV tonight. Now, the bottom line is Klitschko's a, 5-6-1 to favorite? I got him about a 5-1 favorite. What about you?
I'd say 6-1 is just about right. I think if you're a betting person, I think Tony Thompson's a good pick just because I think he's going to come to win. I think that the last time they fought, he didn't get stopped the last time. But the reason why he got stopped was because he actually tried to win. Because
he got hit.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he got hit. But some guys, they survive because they don't want to engage. He actually did try in the early rounds to really bring the fight to Klitschko, and he did give Klitschko some problems. I think his inexperience at that time is what lost the fight for him. I think now he's won 5 fights in a row by knockout. He is about 40 years old. I don't know if that necessarily hurts him, because I think he did start boxing at 27 years old. So that's when he actually first put gloves on. So I don't know if he wins. I mean, I think Klitschko is just a better fighter. So, I mean, I'll go with Klitschko, but I think it's probably going to be a good fight, because Tony Thompson, he's about 6'5". You know, he's a southpaw. Southpaw's
getting you know what you're going to hear.
Thompson can punch.
You know what you're going to hear when this one's over, right?
What?
Timber! That's Tony Thompson, you know, 6'5", bowling over, and that's, I think Vlad Klitschko finishes him, man. He looks to be like, right now, you know, I'm looking at his record, and he's knocked out and stopped so many opponents, and he has a lot of KOs on his record. A lot of guys have KOs in their record. It says, you know, 21-1, 18 KOs, but actually, maybe only 6 or 7 of those are real knockouts. Well, Klitschko's got a lot of knockouts. He's got it going on. I mean, a lot of his shots of late have been one-punch knockouts. So the knock on him is that he has a bad chin, right?
Well, knock on him is he has a bad chin, and I think also the knock on him is the heavyweight division is very weak. So it's like when you carry guys for 8 or 9 rounds that you should be knocking out in 1 or 2 rounds, I think that's really the biggest knock on both Klitschko's, is they go into fights with major size and height advantages and power advantages and basically every physical and skill advantage. And then they kind of let these guys just dance around the ring. And, you know, so I know some guys are just trying to survive. But sometimes Vladimir, I think, is so scared of getting hit that he doesn't really put his foot on the gas pedal when he should to get rid of these guys. And I think it's very terrible to watch a fight for 5 rounds, jab fest, and then finally he throws the right hand and he finishes the guy. It's like, well, just get him out of here so we can move on to something else. You know, it's, we know what the result's going to be. We don't want to wait 9 or 10 rounds to get the result that we're looking for.
Okay, Kelly Pavlik on the comeback trail. He wins tonight, obviously, against this Willie stand-up type of guy.
You know what? I was listening to you say that a little while ago, and I think Rozinski has a very good chance of pulling off the upset. And I've seen Rozinski fight, I think, against Edwin Rodriguez. He did lose, I think, all 10 rounds in the judges' scorecards, but the fight was very close. I don't know what the judges were seeing. He's a very serviceable fighter. He's got decent skills. I think he was a former amateur, national amateur champion. He was either a Golden Glove champion, one of the two, but he had a very good amateur career.
Didn't win 4 of them like me. Not boasting, just telling the truth. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. On the lair from his on the phone from his lair down there in the City of Angels, Los Angeles, California, is RingTalk.com's feature writer Kevin Perry. And I got to ask you: you think Rozinski might pull off the upset? What about the Vladimir Klitschko? Vitaly Klitschko, why? I know why, but you tell the listeners why it'll never happen. Besides their brothers, I mean, they're like really, really blood brothers, and these guys are not going to give it up. That would be the only really heavyweight fight out there that would be enticing to Americans to watch, don't you think?
I think if they could make that fight, the problem with that fight is I don't think anybody would take that fight seriously. I mean, how are you going to watch two brothers go in there and beat on each other and not think they have a silent contract? I mean, what if they went in there and they just kind of, you know, jousted each other for 12 rounds? I mean, would people think that it was a fixed fight? Probably.
Okay.
If they went in there and tried to kill each other, people would be like, well, this is kind of savage. So no matter which way you look at it, it just doesn't seem right from a moral standpoint, I guess you could say, if you want to look at it like that. But I mean, I guess people fight their brothers for free, so what's the big deal about fighting your brother for money? I guess that's what you're saying.
Okay. Lara last week, Aris Landy Lara. Let's talk about his performance and grade it for me.
I probably gave him, on an ABC scale?
Or 1 to 10, either one.
All right, we'll do ABC scale. I gave him probably a B.
Okay.
And, the only reason why is he didn't finish the guy. But I think the reason why he didn't finish the guy was he's been knocking guys out in the first round a lot of the time. And he, his last fight, he knocked out Ronald Hearns in the first round. I think the guy just needs to go rounds and feel comfortable going the distance and, you know, taking a few punches here and there. I mean, you can't knock everybody out. But I kind of feel like he carried the guy a little bit. I think he could have finished him early, and he just probably wanted to go 10 rounds and just have the feeling of being able to fight the rounds and test out his stamina and things like that. But I thought he looked very good. It's obvious that Golden Boy Promotions isn't really putting him in the necessary fights that he's earned.
Well, we'll talk with his manager about that.
Yeah.
Believe me, we're going to put that question to him. So what's the place you want me to ask Ava Grant if it's still going on there in Chico? What's the name of the place?
Or what's her name? Is it Ava Knight or Ava Grant?
Ava Knight. I'm sorry, Ava Knight.
I want to ask her about the Bear. It's some restaurant over there. I'm just curious what she has to say about it.
A graduate of Chico State is my man KP Kevin Perry. Real quick now. Klitschko topples Thompson inside the distance, right?
Yeah, I think that's the correct call, but I wouldn't be surprised if Thompson made it to distance or pulled off the upset. I mean, he has the physical tools to do it. I don't know if mentally he has what it takes to beat Klitschko, but Klitschko's can be broken mentally, so that's what he's got to do, and he's really got to take Klitschko out of his comfort zone. And I think Rozinski has a chance to beat Kelly Pavlik, too, because Pavlik mentally hasn't been the same since...
Since he fell off that stage.
Well, yeah.
He went to that comedy club.
We still haven't posted the video.
And that's because you keep wanting to make things PG. I want to put an R on that one day to let people see what Kelly Pavlik was all about. People laugh when I said that something had to be wrong when he put both fists through a window, okay? I mean, I've never heard of putting both fists through a window. Come on, that's pretty crazy. Both of his fists were busted up. Somehow he got up before the window and punched with both fists through the window and had like 58 stitches, I think, something like that. In both hands, of course, he healed. He ended up fighting and winning, and of course, then losing. But the bottom line is he is the former world middleweight champion out of course, Youngstown, Ohio. Youngstown, right? That's Ray Mancini's hometown.
Yeah, he fights out. Well, actually, he's been training in Oxnard, I think, with Robert Garcia, I guess to get him away from that whole environment over there and some of his bad habits. But, I've seen his last two fights. He doesn't look like he's really progressed at all. I mean, he still looks like the same fighter. He's slow. He's got power. But, you know, now he's moving up to 168. I think these guys who are naturally bigger than him, he's not going to be able to just walk right through them. He's going to have to fight with these guys. I think Rozinski's a naturally bigger guy. I think he's got decent skills. And Kelly Pavlik doesn't really have much skills. He's kind of my version of a white fighter who is has a Mexican-style mentality. You know, he comes forward. He doesn't really have much athletic ability. He just goes in there and he just grinds and he tries to get the job done. The only problem with Pavlik is Pavlik's work ethic is really what's at question here. I don't know if he has the same work ethic that he used to. And I think we'll definitely see tonight on HBO. And also looking forward to seeing Nonito Donaire against Matabulu from South Africa that he's fighting in the 122.
The South African doesn't have a chance. Doesn't have a shot, Kevin.
Not really. I don't think he's going to win, but I nothing surprises me in boxing.
I know, but he looks like lunch meat. That's right. On paper, he looks like lunch meat. The IBF super bantamweight champion.
I watched about three or four rounds of one of his fights, and he kind of throws wide punches. He's got decent head movement. I think the fact that he's tall might actually be his downfall in a sense. I think, Nonito Donaire is not an inside fighter.
Okay, good enough. KP of ringtalk.com, Kevin Perry, and one of my featured writer folks. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Next up, Ava Knight, the world flyweight champion, is live, of course, from her lair, her house up here in Northern California. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
The East Side, of course, the mighty Tower of Power, coming back to Vallejo, California, August 3rd. I'll be there. Check us out. Of course, that is the Solano County Fair. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, UFC 148 coming up later, and we'll talk about that as well in hour number two right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Well, my next guest is the world flyweight champion. She's only 23 years old. That's right, she. I'm talking about Miss Ava Knight. I call her one of boxing's queens now. Of course, the world IBF and flyweight champion is 112-pound champion. First of all, a successful defense last week in hostile territory down there in Mexico, south of the border. Congratulations, Ava, and welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, how'd it go down there? I mean, you're like a road warrior. You're not afraid to fight in other people's hometown, which is quite unusual.
Yeah, you know, I can't be scared to walk in someone's backyard because, you know, I train hard to win. So whether I'm here or there, I'm there to win.
I know, but three straight fights in Mexico. Are you hot with the Mexicans? I mean, you're very hot to look at, but are you hot with the Mexicans down there as well, or what? Or do they come to boo you?
They liked me the first two times. You know, the first time they thought I was going to lose, so the knockout was good for them. So So they respected that. The second fight, I didn't fight a Mexican. So I was the, you know, the favorite. But this time, I got booed before the fight, after the fight. It was just, it was a whole different feeling this time.
Okay, we're talking with Ava Knight, of course, the world flyweight champion. The win last week over Susana Vargas. And that was in, where, Coachella or what?
Torreon.
Toyon, that's what they call it, huh? So how long, yeah. when you go to Mexico, how long do you go there, and do you drink the water?
I don't drink the water. Okay. We usually go about 4 days before, and I don't drink. I'll brush my teeth with the water. That's as close as I get. But
I wouldn't even go that far. I mean, with all that you have on the line, the World Flyweight Championship, I don't know if I'd even do that. Just probably stay away from that. Just take a bottle of water in there and brush your teeth with that.
Yeah, that's right.
Take that from an OG that's been on the road for like better than 25 years. Okay, so you know you want to do that. Never trust the water. I really don't trust the water. In Europe, it's pretty good. Okay, but over here, but everywhere around the world, they drink water now out of bottles. Who would think that 20 years ago we'd be paying for water at the store at the gas station $1 for like a 16-ounce bottle? You are tuned to Ring.
The best idea anybody could do was put water in a bottle.
I know. Why couldn't we have got in on that? It was so simple, wasn't it? You put something free that doesn't cost you anything into a bottle and you sell it. What more simpler concept of success could there be? We're talking with Ava Knight now. You are the world flyweight champion, 112 pounds. Who do you fight next? Where do you go? Is there a special fighter at or around your weight that would make for a big fight? What's next for Ava Grant? Ava Knight, I'm sorry.
You know, there's some girls in Mexico that are ranked highly, and we're just trying to get after them. Now we have Melissa McMorrow in San Francisco, who just won the titles from Europe. So we were hoping to get that fight soon, you know, and hopefully local because, you know, that's a big time. We're both from out in Northern California. But I know she has a rematch clause. So, you know, everything just has to fall into place, right? You know, getting in there with the best fighters.
Okay. What compelled you to fight? You're an attractive lady. I mean, you know, a lot of boxers back in the days used to look like men that needed to shave. But, no, you're very attractive. And what compelled you to be a professional boxer, Ava Knight?
You know, when I started boxing, it was just one of those things that it was a warrior sport. There's nothing like it, you know, getting into the ring and fighting someone. I mean, more than just beating someone up, but it's just thinking and moving around. And it was just something that I had to conquer, you know, in my heart. And I got knocked down when I was younger by a girl, which is the only time I've ever been knocked down by a woman. So, you know, I'm standing to make sure that stays that way. And you know, I just do it for the love of the sport. You know, we don't get paid. We don't really have a whole lot to look forward to, you know.
It didn't used to be that way. Let's be honest, Christy Martin, she made $250,000 more than a couple of times.
Yeah, you know, I don't know what happened. You know, it went from nothing, and then these girls like Christy Martin and the girl she's fighting.
Lucia Riker.
But, you know, and then they made money, and then all of a sudden, women stopped making money, you know, right after their era just plummeted. And now we're trying to work really hard to get that back up.
Of course, you know, that was with the proper promotion under a Julio Cesar Chavez fight, maybe, or a Mike Tyson fight. So Don King did have the draw. I mean, but she was responsible for a lot. She was a coal miner's. She really was a coal miner's daughter. You know, you've heard fighters get all these nicknames, right? But she was the daughter of a coal miner. Of course, she survived being both stabbed and shot by her ex-husband, Jim Martin. He was convicted and recently to 25 years in jail or 27 years in jail. He'll be a dead man if he's 68 by that time, you would think, by that point. But the bottom line is Christy, 44 years old, made a lot of money boxing, lost to some girl named Soumya Anani. Do you know who she is, Anaya?
I don't.
Okay. She lost her on DirecTV, and of course, everybody knows today what DirecTV was. But back in the 90s, the late 1990s, DirecTV probably had about 10 houses in each city, okay, probably across the country. I mean, nobody had DirecTV. And the bottom line was she lost Christy Martin on DirecTV. Nobody saw it. So she got, guess what, $200,000 in the next fight after losing a fight. Isn't that something?
Yeah, we don't even get close to, you don't even get a quarter of that.
All right. What do you have planned? I mean, do you move up in weight? Do you stay at 112 pounds? What's your future look like?
I think right now we're going to stick at 112 and try and unify these big titles, you know, and then once this is done, probably move up in weight and just keep fighting until I'm done with it, I guess, you know, or it just gets too difficult.
Okay. Do you ever hear of a place called The Bear up there in Chico, California?
What?
Do you ever hear of a restaurant called The Bear?
Yeah, the bear's still here.
Okay, that's what my writer, Kevin Perry, formerly of Chico State College up there, wanted to know. I had to ask you that before I let you go. Congratulations. Continued success. You are the world flyweight champion, Ava Knight. I thank you for your appearance on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You're tuned to Ring Talk. Next up, the man that handles the career of Arislandi Lara, the best middleweight in a lot of people's minds, world junior middleweight, in the world, 154-pounder, the uncrowned champ, or just another Cuban fighter? We'll talk with his manager, Luis de Cubas Jr., right after the break. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Stop paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs. You can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts. Now you can get the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more for up to 90% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get the same brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call Canada Drug Center today and get up to 90% off all the most popular brand name prescription drugs. You can't afford not to call us if you want prescription drugs at the lowest prices. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian pharmacy. It's the same pills at up to 90% off. Call now. 800-950-3265. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low, you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Write this number down if lines are busy. 800-950-3265. That's 800-950-3265. Again, 800-950-3265.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Rock Hard Weekend is the ultimate male performance enhancer. It's packed with natural ingredients that really work, like Korean ginseng, ginkgo biloba, maca root, and L-arginine, which is an amino acid found in foods like nuts and salmon. It's the supplement for men who want more in the bedroom. Try it tonight and take your love life to a whole new level. Have you had a Rock Hard Weekend? Join the millions of men who have. Available at your local CVS, GNC, Rite Aid, Kroger, Murphy USA, Circle K, Pilot, or Love's.
Make the most of your holiday weekend with great savings at Lowe's. Get 10% off major appliances $299 or more. And take advantage of 18-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card. Plus, tackle that paint project with $5 off 1-gallon cans or $20 off 5-gallon cans of paint and primer in one or stain and sealant in one with rebate. Lowe's. Never stop improving. Offers valid through 7/8. Special financing cannot be combined with 5% off everyday credit offer. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Tell me, Rocky, you got any representation? You have a manager?
No, just me.
Rocky, I've got a proposition I'd like to make to you.
A sparring?
Beg your pardon?
Well, I know you're looking for sparring partners, and I just want to say I'm very available, you know. Sparring with the champ would be an honor, and you know what, Mr. Jerkins?
What?
I wouldn't take no cheap shots either. I'd really be a good sparring partner, you know.
You don't understand me, Rocky. My proposition's this. Would you be interested in fighting Apollo Creed for the World Heavyweight Championship?
No.
Listen, Rocky. Apollo's seen you fight. He wants to fight you.
Well, it's just that you see, I fight in clubs, you know, and I'm really a ham and egg. This guy, he's the best, and it wouldn't be such a good fight, but thank you very much, you know, I appreciate it. You know.
Rocky, do you believe that America is the land of opportunity?
Yeah.
Apollo Creed does, and he's going to prove it to the whole world by giving an unknown a shot at the title. And that unknown is you. He picked you, Rocky. Rocky, it's the chance of a lifetime. You can't pass it by.
The mighty Tower of Power. Bringing us back from the break right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We talk 154 pounds. Some names we want to talk about, folks, of course. The best fighter in the world, Floyd Mayweather Jr., 43-0, 26 KOs, the current WBA title holder. The WBC title holder is Saul Alvarez. Alvarez is 40-0 with a draw and 29 KOs. Number three, the IBF title holder. That's why boxing's franchise now. Cornelius Bundridge, of course, K-9. They call him out of Motown, Detroit. I announced a couple of his early fights. He was also the first contender TV show series, one that made it big on NBC before it flopped on ESPN. Of course, Bundridge, 32-4, 19 KOs, the IBF title holder. My next guest is the manager of Aris Landy Lara, 17-1-1, 11 KOs. What can I say? I think he's the best fighter at 154 pounds right now, and I'm probably a little biased about this, but the bottom line is he's been not denied his shot. And why is he being denied his shot? Well, let's ask his manager, Louis DeCubas Jr. Louis DeCubas Jr., welcome to Ring Talk.
Hey, how's it going, brother? How's everything going?
Everything's fine, man. So tell me, why has Aris Landy Lara been so abused? I mean, he should be undefeated. That decision over Paul Williams, the three judges were suspended by New Jersey, and they haven't worked the fight since.
Yeah. I mean, I think the fight speaks for itself. If anybody watched that fight, everyone knows who won the fight. I mean, that loss definitely got a big asterisk next to it, and I agree with you. Lara is undefeated, and he is the best 154-pounder in the world. That includes Floyd Mayweather, Miguel Cotto, and whoever else you want to throw in that list. I think on one given night, he beats them all.
So is he the only guy I've ever heard of that's defected twice from Cuba or what?
Well, actually, Regal Diaw defected twice with him. They originally went to Brazil. They stayed in Brazil, and they thought they got abandoned there, so they turned themselves into the Cuban government. They went back to Cuba. They were thrown off the team, you know, not treated so well, and they decided, you know, let's take one more go at it. You know, Lara was in the shark-infested waters for about 14 hours till he got to Mexico, you know, and they had to wait overnight for the sun to go down, for they want to see him sneaking in. So, I mean, it was a real rough trip, and I think one well worth it.
Do you know I think's really overrated at 154 is James Kirkland? I mean, he's got a good record on paper, 31-1, was knocked out in that one fight, of course, by one punch, 27 KOs. He's sort of like a junior middleweight thug type of guy. He's been to prison. What do you think of Kirkland's ability?
You know, I think Kirkland, he's a good puncher. You know, obviously, he doesn't have the best chin in the world, but, I mean, look, anybody can get caught in one round, you know, and get knocked out. Last fight, I thought Carlos Molina abused with him, mopped him across the floor, you know, and played with him. And we all saw what happened to Molina in Texas. So.
Yeah, but do you think the referee never got back to me on an email. Do you think the referee stopped the fight, or the referee was told to stop the fight by Dickie Cole and that other guy with the Texas Athletic Commission, because that's when he stopped the fight after going over and talking to those two guys.
I mean, if you've seen a lot of people went crazy, you know, Kirkland's corner, you know, guys over from Golden Boy were there, you know, and they I think they made too much of a scene for something that obviously it states in the rules, whenever the bell rings and the fighter's knocked out, whenever he gets up, that's the end of the round, you know, and I thought it was wrong what the referee did, but in boxing, I think you see their judgment calls. It's like, when an umpire's at home, you know, he misses a call. You know, you're a natural human being, and it can happen to the best of us. But, I mean, the only problem is in boxing, sometimes it happens a little bit too more often for everyone's liking.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, Louis DeCubas Jr., guest, of course, he's the manager of Aris Landy-Lara. Now, Saul Alvarez, 40-0, 29 KOs. I mean, let's be honest, pretty bad dude now on paper, but people wonder about his taking chemicals. What do you think about that? Do you think he's one of those guys that should there be mandatory drug testing in boxing, Louis DeCubas?
I think so. I mean, it feels up to me. We'd do, 365 all year round. You know, my guys would be willing to take that drug test, and I think all fighters should be willing to, Last thing you need is, like in baseball, when a guy like A-Rod or guys like that break the home run record or whatnot, they got that asterisk next to it. And a lot of these fighters, you got to keep that asterisk next to them because a lot of them are on the juice, I mean, I'm not saying Canelo
But a lot, use the word a lot. What do you mean by a lot? More than half?
I mean, my honest opinion, I think it's right around that area. I think a lot of these guys use it. I mean, obviously guys are getting caught. Tarver got caught, Alberto, Lamont Peterson, which in reality wasn't a big case of steroids. It was just the pellets. His testosterone was low, so I don't think he really used it for cheating purposes. But I mean, look, boxing people's lives are at stake. Every time they go in there, it's not hitting a baseball, it's not catching a baseball, or anything like that. These guys get hit by punches, and everyone's life is at danger every time they step into that ring. So for everybody to be on an even playing field, I think it'd be best for the sport of boxing and the best of the livelihood of these fighters.
So Alvarez has a September 15 date, supposedly going to compete with Sergio Martinez, defending the world middleweight championship, of course, against Julio Cesar Chavez, not worthy junior. What's going to happen there?
I mean, I'll tell you one thing. It's a hell of a fight with that Sergio Martinez Chavez. I'll tell you one thing. Since Lara won't be fighting Canelo, that's where I'll be at ringside September 15th. So it tells you what I think of the fight. I think it's a great fight. I think it's a classic boxer versus puncher matchup. I think Chavez has improved a lot throughout the years. But if I had to choose somebody, I think I'd probably take Martinez in a close decision, but I mean, it's definitely a fight that the fans want to see. That's what boxing is all about.
Okay,
two best guys in one division fighting each other.
Louis DeCubas Jr., our guest, folks. Of course, he's manager of Aris Landy-Lara and a stable of other fighters. His father, a pretty famous promoter, promoting people like Roberto Duran, Joel Casamayor, of course, the only guy. Casamayor stayed with your dad from the beginning to the end, huh?
Yeah, but we had him for his whole career. I think it was all 16, 17 years. My father started managing him, and then I finished managing him. So I mean, it was definitely, a good marriage with Casamayor. He's like family. It's a guy that stayed at our house when he got here from Cuba, him and Ramon Garbay.
Okay.
Which, Casamayor made it to the level Garbay didn't. But, I mean, there was no bias. Garbay is just as much as my brother as Casamayor. And I speak to Garbay, I think, more than Casamayor now. So I mean, these guys are like family to us. I think that's one thing you'll learn with any fighter we work with. It's real. It's really a family.
Okay, so back to Alvarez. Has this September 15th date and no opponent. Are you guys available?
We've been available. We've been available. I think everyone knows that. But I think it speaks for itself. I really feel, look, is Golden Boy doing a good job? No. But do I feel that they're the ones stopping the fight? Maybe not. I really think Canelo Alvarez and his team are scared to death of Aris Landy-Lara. I really feel that way. I think that he would get exposed. Lara would toy with him for a few rounds, and he would stop him in the middle round. I think there's no doubt about it. I mean, this kid's not on his level, and they know that. And I think, sometimes you, instead of everyone looking at the promoter, you got to look at the fighter. And these guys everyone says he'll fight anybody. Well, you won't fight anybody. That's not the truth. So don't go out there giving false propaganda when there's a guy like Aris Landy-Lara, who's number one in the world, and he's willing to fight you, and you won't fight him.
If you had a fighter, and you saw that he was developing in the right direction and making them, when do you make that move with the fighter? What gives you that gut feeling that this is the fight?
I think that's something you feel. You see what the fight is getting better, and you make that decision. You got to take that opportunity. A guy like Canelo Alvarez, what disgusts me is that, he's got 40 fights, and then they say he's not ready for a guy like Lara, who's got under 20 fights. Well, if you weren't ready to fight Lara and the best guys in the world, then you shouldn't have won the world title. You should have stayed in Mexico and kept fighting those taxi cab drivers over there, but you shouldn't have came over here and won a world title and not be ready for a guy like Aris Landy-Lara. Then another thing you see is that they're always talking about, you know, Canelo's going to fight Mayweather. He's ready for Mayweather. Well, if you're ready for Mayweather, then you better be ready for Lara.
Funny. Lara, of course, Mayweather getting out of jail. I guess he gets out 57 days, probably about the 27th of this month. Do you really, this 52 days or 57 days in the joint, is that really going to, is that going to have an effect on him as a fighter?
I don't think so. You know, I don't think so. I mean, I think only he can answer that question because he knows more what's going on inside his head. I think physically, no. Mentally, it could destroy a fighter. But, I mean, look, what's 2 months?
You know? Well, yeah, I don't know. But you and I have never been locked up for 2 months. We really don't know what 2 months is. When you, that's really a question we, neither you or I can answer.
Yeah, but, I mean, look, I know tons of people who've done a lot more time than that, trust me. And they take their time like a man. And look. Everyone's different, you know. For Floyd's a guy that likes to be out on the street. He's a guy that likes to socialize, so it could be hitting him harder, you know. But, I mean, look, you do the crime, you pay the time. You know, that's the United States of America, and you got to respect the laws here, and you should think about, you know, think about those 60 days before you put your hands on a woman.
So is Lara going to do his thing with Vanes Martirosyan?
I don't know. I'll speak, you know, Al Heyman, who advises us now, and he's on the team. And I think I will sit down the next week or so, and then we'll put together a good game plan. If it's Vanes, great. If it's not, then we'll move on to a bigger fight. You know, Vanes originally had this opportunity to fight us before we did this Hernandez fight, and he turned it down. You know, and now we're back at it, and I really think it's more of a waste of time because I know the guy's not – kid doesn't want to fight Lara. I mean, it's as simple as that.
Okay, people don't want to fight Guillermo Rigano either. Of course, he is the world 122-pound champion. I mean, guys from Cuba, why is it they're sort of like the Rodney Dangerfields of boxing? They sort of get no respect, even though they've had world amateur titles and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think sometimes these guys are too good for their own good. You know, I mean, it's the reality. You know, these guys got, you know, tons of amateur experience. They're guys that know how to fight on the inside, outside. They know how to do it all. You know, and the guys always talk about, you know, well, they don't sell tickets. They don't. Well, you got to give these guys opportunities. You know, Lars never headlined a show, HBO or Showtime in Miami. And I think he'd do very well if he went down to Miami because he's got a huge fan base down there. And I think everyone's seen the way his career's been going, and he hasn't been getting the fair shake he deserves. So I think if he were to go down to Miami, I think he'd definitely do very, very well.
So your dad is his co-promoter along with Golden Boy Promotions. Why can't you get him to headline a card down there in Miami? Because I did Miami boxing, okay? And I'm telling you, it's hot down there, and if you've got a Cuban fighter, you're going to get a good house, especially a fighter like Arislandi Lara, who people think is the world's best fighter. So, I mean, would you fight, like, what's that big auditorium in Miami?
We got the Miami auditorium down there, but I think the AAA is something that fits more for a guy like Lara. You know, I think obviously the first time out he might not do the best in the world, but I mean it takes time. You got to build these guys. You got to give them these opportunities. You know, like a kid like Adrian Broner, he gets these opportunities in Cincinnati. He's about to headline his second card in Cincinnati, and little by little, I think you go building fan base, and you just got to get those opportunities like anything in life.
Okay, you mentioned that you signed with Al Heyman. Al Heyman, the advisor per se, now the advisor of your fighter. How much power does he have? Is he the most powerful dude in boxing or what?
I think people say powerful. I think he's the smartest man in boxing. You know, I think he calculates every move he makes, and he knows not to make the mistake before the mistake occurs. You know, he's the type of guy where, like I said, he calculates everything he does, and he's a smart man, you know, and he's got tons of leverage. Whenever you advise the best fighter in the world, Floyd Mayweather, who doesn't have a promoter and he's a free agent.
Got to let you go. Got to cut things running up on a hard break. Louis DeCubas Jr., we thank you for your appearance today.
No problem, but thank you.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination. Plus, get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Hey, smoke up, Johnny!
Little lost, lonely boys coming back from the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Last night, Javier Fortuna looked pretty damn good when he beat Cristobal Cruz. Chris hadn't been beaten, stopped in like better than 10 years. Of course, he's a little bit worn as a fighter now, 39-13, 13 KOs. Of course, that was his thing. He couldn't punch. I announced one of his fights in Albuquerque, New Mexico, maybe, or Las Vegas. But the bottom line is Javier Fortuna now 20-0, 15 KOs, a winner. Of course, today, the World Heavyweight Championship fights Vladimir Klitschko, not Vitaly, not his brother, the younger one, the one that won the 1996 Olympic gold medal, 57-3, Tony Thompson, of course, 36-2, 24 KOs for the WBO, IBF, and WBA Heavyweight Championships. The WBC champion is the aforementioned Vitaly. Confused? A lot of people are. Anyway, Klitschko Thompson, that's on epix.com today, of course. Tonight, getting it on with HBO, the former world middleweight champion, Kelly Pavlik, and, of course, Nonito Donaire. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, keep your butt off the canvas of life.